Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good evening. It's Tuesday, November 8th. I'm Sharon McNary, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your evening news. Culver City could soon become one of the few places across the country to lower the legal voting age. If Measure VY passes, it will amend the city's charter to allow 16 and 17-year-olds to vote on city council and school board races and on future city ballot measures. KPCC reporter Aaron Stone joins us now from a vote center at Culver City's City Hall. Aaron, you've been speaking with voters there. What are you hearing about this?
Hey, Sharon. Yeah, I spoke with two young women, a 16-year-old and a 17-year-old. They both think that this should pass and that for the most part, 16-year-olds are ready to vote. They can, you know, do their research, but they also express skepticism. They themselves said they don't know if they would have been ready to prepare for the election cycle 2 years ago when they were 14. And they worried about, you know, 16-year-olds that they say are very immature and might not, you know, make decisions based on fact-based information. But overall, they felt that 16-year-olds have a voice, especially in their own schools. And then I spoke with some older voters, one woman who had 15 grandchildren go through the Culver City school system, and she had a vehement no that 16-year-olds are not ready to vote and are too young and too immature.
Well, so if this measure VY passes, it'll only impact voters within Culver City's boundaries, not voters elsewhere in LA County, correct?
Yeah, exactly. So this would be really unique. In California, for example, only a small handful of cities have approved similar measures, but they haven't been implemented yet anywhere in the state. There have also been failed efforts to lower the voter age to 16 at the federal level via a constitutional amendment. That has not gained traction. And in California, you have to be at least 18 years old or older on election day to register to vote and participate.
Well, we know that voters are casting votes on seven statewide ballot measures in a very, very quick 15 seconds. What's bringing them to the polls today that you've talked to?
A lot of the big issues we hear about on the news, you know, a lot of voters are out here for homelessness issues they see in their community, environmental issues. The rain has certainly brought that up. And yeah, just to cast their ballot for candidates that they think will, you know, serve their values.
All right. Well, thank you. That's KPCC reporter Aaron Stone joining us live from Culver City. If you need to still cast your ballot, check out all our voter resources at LAist.com. We've got staff actually standing by to help you answer any questions. It is raining out there. Voters are braving it on LA's east side. KPCC's LAU talked to folks voting at Boyle Heights Senior Center.
I spoke with one Boyle Heights resident who was the first to vote here this morning, and it was pouring at the time. He told me he always prefers to come to vote in person because he doesn't always trust the mail. He thinks things can get lost. In terms of what issues brought him out this year, he says he's concerned about inflation and homelessness. Another resident I spoke with said she came in person because she had to. She didn't get her mail-in ballot this year, and she says she might have opted to vote by mail had she gotten it because of the weather this morning.
Ellie says fewer people are voting in person this time around. She cites the June primary when nearly 80% of LA County residents voted by mail. Our voter game plan features guides to many of the races you see on your ballot. KPCC's Brianna Lee explains why we're seeing such a huge response to our guides on the judicial elections.
One major reason is that nobody really talks about these elections. It's so hard to find information about candidates, even though judges affect many of our lives directly. So in our guides, we break down advice we got from a past president of the California Judges Association on what to consider in a candidate. There are a few things you can look at, for example. You can look at endorsements, their websites, job titles, work history, ratings from the LA County Bar Association. And if they're a state judge, you can consider which governor appointed them to the bench.
And of course, you can find links to all that information LAist.com. The ticket holder of last night's $2 billion Powerball jackpot isn't the only winner. So is Joe Chahayed. owner of Joe's Service Station in Altadena, where the lucky winning ticket was sold. He gets a check for $1 million for being a lucky retailer. Here's how he plans on spending all that money.
I work very hard and I'm happy. I'm almost 75 now, but at least I can sit down, rest, comfortable. My grandchildren, my children around me.
He migrated from Syria at the age of 35 and has owned that business for 20 years. Thanks so much for listening to the LA Report. I'm Sharon McNary. You can read more on LAist.com or listen live at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.